Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Hello, Moongrass. Okay, glad to have you here. Okay. Well, before we get started here, I'm gonna get us into our music. I'm running a little late, a little behind schedule. Okay, so just bear with me, and I'll get us into where we need to be. Okay, I'm gonna play some music for us. Let's get us started in our praise and worship. Okay. All right. Just give me a second here to get the music together. Okay. All right, the music will be starting in a few minutes. Just give me a second to get it there. Okay. Okay, here we go.
When the music fades and all is stripped away, error simply comes, longing just to bring something that's a word that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. Thank you.
understanding what he desires from us. We originally planned on just going to another record that was going to glorify God, but not specifically a praise and worship record. Since that time, we've been doing a lot of praise and worship on our set. And in a nutshell, some national label, Joey and Todd came out and thought, man, you guys need to do a whole record like this. We started adding more of the two sets. Originally, I guess the artistic side of you goes, why should we do that? I'm going to do a whole record like that. Since that time, God's taken us 180, realizing that it doesn't matter what record you do, it's all praise and worship. But for us, this particular record, we want to focus on songs that are more praise and worship oriented songs. And before we started this record, we really wanted to take the focus off of us and put it where it needs to be on God. And just invite you guys to help us send this record off and then it'll come to praise and worship and have really thanksgiving. That's basically our heart's desire.
We've noticed that God has blessed in an amazing way the part of praise and worship in our show. For whatever reason, I don't know that every band is called to do this, but I know that we are, and God has just amazingly moved during the time of praise and worship, and I think that's what some of the people in this room saw when they saw us play live, and just want to encourage us to do more of that. God is blessing something. Hey, let's grab onto it. This life is too short, too complicated for us to worry about things that we want to do. All we want to do is glorify God.
And Joey came us about the praise albums. It's supposed to be about 2 to 3 song thing, but I thought that was cool. And then, then they had a meeting with Alan. Alan made some comments about, well, I'll do a 10 song thing, I'd be into that. And Danny came, Danny was excited and called us excited about it. We thought they all loved it. We had a meeting before we went to go tea to meet to make sure we were all going to stand together and say no to the 10 song thing. We had Barnes and Noble, and we were about to be the thing about guys got to stick together on this. And they don't believe in what we're trying to do, and they're just going to try to make a praise band and all this stuff. God flipped us upside down. As a prelude, if tomorrow this whole album falls to pieces for some reason, at the very least, God's brought me back to a place where I was 4 years ago. I was excited about serving Him, where I didn't care about where I was going in the world. At the very least, my marriage is stronger, my relationship with God is stronger, and if all this goes tomorrow, praise God. I'm so happy that He used whatever is happening right now in all of our lives to bring me to this point.
Not what you have me find. Stop. dead my soul.
the praise and worship part of the service. Well, let's get into the message. Trust is something we're not created to give away lightly. We value trust like we value our lives. Okay, constantly scrutinizing others to see if they're worthy of our trust. But still, we are made to do life with help. We are made to place our trust in which it will provide us more life, joy, and peace. I pray that this week you and I will discover how trustworthy our Heavenly Father is. I pray that we will willingly hand over control of our lives to a capable, loving, and near God. And I pray that we will experience the abundant life that can only come through placing our trust in God, who gives up everything for a relationship with us. Do you know that God cares deeply about your emotions? Your Heavenly Father longs for your life to be marked by emotional joy, fulfillment, satisfaction, and peace. He longs for your emotions to be rooted and grounded in His steadfast love and goodness. Our God is an emotional God. He is not void of feelings. We feel because He feels. We have emotions because we were made in His image. For much of my Christian life, I thought my emotions had to be based on my circumstances. I felt happy or sad based on others' opinions, the pressures of life, and opportunities I had or didn't have. As a result, I was a constant emotional roller coaster following the ups and downs of this shaky world. I found myself controlled by the things of the world rather than the foundation of love laid before me by the sacrificial love of Jesus. Scripture continually describes a link between emotional health and trust. Isaiah chapter 26, verses 3 and 4 says, "You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. So trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock." Psalms chapter 56, verse 3 and 4 says, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. In God and his word I praise, in God I trust. I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me?" And Psalms 33:21 says, "For our heart is glad in him because we trust in his holy name." So we are robbed of having our emotions rooted in God whenever we take on more pressure than we are meant to carry. Our emotional health is directly linked to our level of trust. We feel pressure at work when we look to our job and coworkers for provision, identity, purpose, and fulfillment. We feel pressure in our relationships when our worth isn't based on God's perspective, but the opinions of others. We are robbed of peace when we try and plan our own steps rather than following our good shepherd into green pastures and still waters. In John chapter 14, verse 27, it says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." So God's heart is to fill you with peace. He longs for you to have all the fruit of the Spirit dwelling within you. He has a consistent, constant peace available to you, but you must trust in him in every area of your life. Okay, so you must hand over the reins of your relationship, job, identity, and plans to Good Shepherd. You must trust that he will guide you perfectly into abundant life. Look to your Heavenly Father for peace. Find rest in his abundant love. Find your self-worth in the fact that God has so desired a relationship with you that he laid down his own life to have it. Your Father counts you worthy of the death of his only Son. Trust him today. Place your entire life in his capable hands and experience abundant life in the area of your emotions, rooting and grounding yourself in unconditional available love. So may your life be marked by increasing emotional health as you grow in trust. So, firstly, meditate on the link between trust and emotional health. Allow scripture to stir up your desire and willingness to trust God with every area of your life. Secondly, where are you not experiencing abundant life in your emotions? Where are you void of peace, joy, passion, and purpose? Thirdly, ask God to help you discern what part of your life you are not trusting to him. Hand over that area to him and find peace and rest in his trustworthiness. Don't settle for less than Jesus died to give you. Your life can be completely wrapped up in God's presence, unconditional love, and ability to guide you. You can be filled with the emotions of God. Don't settle for pressure, stress, anger, and frustration. Don't settle for sadness, insecurity, or depression. Place your trust in God, open your heart, and receive the peace that only can come from your life being hidden in the heart of your perfect Heavenly Father. I highly suggest that you read John chapter 14. It'll bring this devotional more into life. Amen. Well, let's now get into the most important question of all, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay. You will get a chance to in just a moment. Well, let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road, never knowing which way to go, which way is up or down? Or maybe you lack a purpose in life and you need some. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something much worse, as an addiction to alcohol or drugs, sexual immorality, gambling, overeating. Whatever the issues may be, see, the Lord can take them away. But if he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So the question is, do you want to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we welcome you into the family of God. We also want to say, may the Lord bless you. May he always keep you highly favored. Okay? And also, if you said this prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. You press the 1 key, you come on live, and you let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Okay, right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all the angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. So why don't you let us rejoice with them? Amen? Alrighty. Okay, let's see. What's going on here? Okay. Some callers. The only one is press the 1 key. Let me bring on 210.
Unmute.
210, you're on the air.
Hey, Pastor Ken, this is Grover down here in San Antonio, Texas. How you doing tonight, brother?
I'm doing fine, Grover. How are you?
Man, I was looking in your chat room, and I was reading along with the devotional that you took off the internet, and I was able to read it, and I appreciate that person named Turd. The Turd was posting it, the devotional, as you were reading it. Thank you very much for that, Turd.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, that's great. Okay. Well, I'm glad you got...
Did you know that I can read? You didn't think
yeah,
I could
I
read,
knew
did
you? Read.
Yeah, I learned how to read. I used to be a pretty good student, but things change now. I'm 59 years young. I'm homeless. I'm down here at the Haven for Hope. And I'm always in search of getting a blowjob. If I can get a free one again, that'd be great. Like a free
one.
Yeah,
okay, well, you know.
But why not?
Why not what?
Why can't I get a blowjob again? Like at Christmas time.
I don't know. I didn't give it to you, so... Okay.
You got any other calls on the line?
No, nobody hit the one key.
Well, damn.
Yeah. Well, I know.
Hey, you got you gonna be heading over to Brian's again this weekend? What do you got going on?
Nothing. I got nothing going on this weekend.
You're not going to see Brian again?
No.
Hmm. Hey, were you cheating on Tony when you went to see Brian? Was it sexual?
No. He's just a friend.
A friend with benefits?
No benefits. Friend.
Excuse me, I got the COPD. You pray for my COPD.
Yeah, I always pray for your COPD, Grover. Just like I pray for my own.
Does God answer your prayers?
I hope so.
Hey, I heard that you got some kind of a summer camp scheduled, a Bible summer camp. Is that true?
No, I ain't got no Bible summer camp going on.
There's a guy named Mr. Sparkles. Mr. Sparkles says you got a summer camp for Bible study, summer camp going on.
No, I don't.
Hmm. What I heard, I also heard it from Pastor Kent. Pastor Kent Hopper up there in Canada, he said you got one going on.
No, I don't. They're all mistaken.
Have you ever had a Bible camp like on them vacation Bible schools before the cruise?
I went before, but I've never had one.
There's a picture here of you with a clown makeup on, and it talks about your summer camp for the Bible summer camp, and you got a crying kid on your lap. There's a picture. I see it. It's an ad.
Well, it's a fake picture. It's an imposed picture. It's not real. So, okay, you can believe what you want. Grover, that's all I can tell you, that we don't have that.
I'm starting to think that maybe this coronavirus was started by the devil, and he's trying to keep people away from God, because during this coronavirus, people were told they couldn't go to church, and the kids, they can't go to school, and the Bible school, the vacation Bible school.
Yeah,
you think
well,
the devil's buying... You think the devil's doing this?
Yeah. More likely.
Ken, I noticed that, yeah, Pastor Ken, I know you've been a little jealous of him lately because he's doing the blog talk show and the YouTubes. You ever think about going into YouTubes?
No. I tried it for a little bit and get into it.
Well, there was a problem where you were on camera and it looked like you were masturbating because I saw a picture of it looks like you on the camera there on the YouTubes and your arm was going back and forth underneath the table. Was that masturbating?
No, it wasn't masturbating.
Thank you. Love has marked my
take some more calls, okay? You got some 111 callers? Let's take some 111 callers. 111, you're on the air.
Hello, Kenny.
Hello, Pastor Cat.
What are you doing, Kenny?
Nothing. What are you doing? I'm doing a show. You doing a show
to,
later tonight?
I might as well do a show that is more blessed and more highly favored. I wanted to let you know, Kenny, that I am very proud of both you and myself and the man they call Dr. Penis Balventura, because it is true that you are enriching young minds with your Bible summer camp. And that
I'm
you
not
have,
doing a Bible summer camp, Kent. Okay?
But
so stop
I put a flyer out, Kenny.
So stop
so
the
fake take...
flyers and all that good stuff. Okay? I'm not doing a Bible camp.
You will have to dress up as a clown and make
yeah,
balloons.
Yeah, whatever. I can't. Okay? That's Pastor Kent for you. Okay? Ungodly as hell. Okay. Well, let's see what we got here. Another 111 caller.
Good evening, Pastor Ken. This is Mike Hunt, celebrity personal trainer.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Oh.
Not too bad. And a big hello out there to our dear leader also.
Hey.
Now, hey, I heard you have a Bible camp going on. Is that true?
No, it's not true.
Oh, it's not true.
Okay, I had a couple guys I was going to pay for them and have you give them some enlightenment. I had a couple questions for you. Is it a sin to be a cross-dresser? Is that a sin?
No.
Because I know that Joseph
Gibson takes a pretty hard line when it comes to issues like this, but yet your opinion is slightly different. You know, another question, is it a sin to do steroids? I want to know if I'm really committing some sins here.
No, it's not a sin to do steroids. It's not healthy to do steroids, but, you know, it's not a sin.
Okay, and is
it a sin if you are spanking your kids and it turns into beating your kids? Because I know that
yeah,
Doug spanked...
That's a sin.
Beating your kids, okay, because I think
when Doug spanks them, he's gotten carried away in the past and it turns into the beating. And I'm worried that that's probably why they're not in his custody anymore, because he lost his temper. He can't just do the regular spanking. He loses his temper. Hey, is that Haven for Hope open?
Yeah, it's open. It's open 24-7, 7 days a week.
And are you involved
directly with people that go in there? Do you do one-on-one counseling and things of that nature?
No, I do not. I broke away from Haven of Hope a long time ago.
Okay.
You had that wonderful woman Wanda on, and she sounds, excuse my language, she sounds like a very large-breasted woman. And I was wondering if you could describe her chest for me.
No, I can't. Okay.
I mean, they
sounded, I mean, I'm just picturing her in my mind, and, you know, I was hoping you could give us a visual. There's also an allegation, do you do the show nude? You don't do that.
No, I do not do the show nude.
Okay.
Well, what are you wearing? Can you share that with us?
Yeah, I'm wearing a T-shirt and shorts.
A T-shirt
and shorts. Okay. All right. Well, I know there's some guys out there that are probably getting turned on by this. Now, here's a question. Who does Tony F. like the least? Out of everybody in the chat room, who does he like the least?
To tell you the truth, I do not know. I can't speak for Tony F.
Okay.
Well, you know, I was hoping I could get Doug into your Bible camp and we could get into maybe, you know what I'd like to do? Let's do a prayer request that the next time Doug spanks his kids, he doesn't lose his temper and turns into a child beating. Lord, please help Doug with his parenting skills and not beating the children and losing his temper. Can I get a big amen?
Amen.
Okay.
And then one last thing on Doug. When Doug goes camping, the animals hide for fear of rape. Doug, please, if you're listening, next time you go camping, let's go sober or not at all. Thank you. Amen. And have a wonderful evening, Pastor Ken.
You too, Mike.
Good evening, sir.
Okay, let's pick up the next 111 caller. Okay. 111. You're on the air. Okay. Let's try another 111. Okay. Enough of that. Okay, well, I'm going to end the show now. Okay, let's end it with a prayer. Amen. Okay. Lord our God, we thank you that throughout our lives you continue to renew your spirit in us. We thank you that your spirit enables us to understand Jesus Christ and to follow him all of our days on earth. Bless us and let the revelation of your spirit come to the world, to the people of all nations. A new outpouring of the Holy Spirit in each heart, Lord. But there must be still punishment for sin. For the sake of justice, the world must suffer punishment through judgment. For you, Almighty God, our Lord, and not even Satan, the prince of this world, can act against your will. You will carry out your will through the Holy Spirit, Lord. Our task is simple, to follow Jesus in all our days. This shall be our joy, the priceless gift of following Lord Jesus. Praise to your name that we have him and his witness in the gospel every day. Praise to your name that every day, even through great distress, we can joyfully follow him in the strength of the Holy Spirit. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I want to say God bless you all. May you have a blessed night. May you have a blessed night. And, we got another caller. Let's see, hold on. Let's take 619. 619, you're on the air.
Good evening, Dr. Fishman. This is Dr. Peter Paul Ventura from Bible.
How you doing, Dr. Peter?
Perryville, Connecticut. I am doing great. I am blessed. How are you doing, Dr. Fishman?
I am blessed and highly favored.
That's wonderful to hear and to know. Are you staying safe?
Yes, of course I am. Yeah, of course. I try not to go out to too many places. Okay.
Well, good for you. I wanted to say that I approve of the message brought forth by Dr. Mike Hunt about about not fornicating with forest animals and not to beat children. That it was a very, very important message, and that some I believe in. One should respect the forest, respect the animals, and also one should love the children and hug them and kiss them and love them and squeeze them and just adore them and just, you know, kiss them over and over again. Just show your love and appreciation to them. Do you agree that that's what we need? We need to show affection to children, Dr. Fishman?
Oh, well, appropriate affection.
Well, of course, appropriate affection. I mean, what better way to show your affection than to love them and kiss them and hug them and just, you know, take them out to dinner and, you know, sometimes buy them flowers and whatnot, or chocolates, or maybe even some tranquilizers to help them go to sleep. Just for the children that can't, that have trouble sleeping. Have you ever ran across children like that, Dr. Fishman?
Yeah, I've ran across children that have a hard time sleeping.
Well, I wanted to let you know that if you do need my services for a that said Bible camp, I am willing and able to help specifically with the teenage groups. That's my expertise, my experience. I will I can help you in several ways. I can and I can take on a multitude of kids. I can be the chaperone as well for both girls and boys. We can work something out. We can spread the word.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Amen.
However, I'm not doing a Bible camp this year. I'm not doing. I haven't done a Bible camp in many years. Okay. Right now, especially COVID-19 is really present, so I'm not going to be doing any Bible camping, okay?
Would you do the 6-foot social distancing then if we did decide to do a Bible camp? And masks would be optional. I mean, I could check everyone's temperature myself personally, be it orally or rectally. I'm willing to do that.
We're not going to do any summer camp. Okay, let me bring on Pastor Wanda. Okay.
I can drive you to and from.
Hey, Pastor Wanda, how you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored. The Lord near my ten joys, the Lord is my strength. And how is my brother?
I didn't do a show. I was trying to get a hold of you earlier today to see if you wanted to do your show tonight, but I guess
God had me out. I woke up at 6 and studied, worshiped God, sat in the presence of God, and gave reverence and asked him what my assignment. So he had me out from 9 a.m. to 2 today. Then I turned right back around here. I was on another assignment. We went and stayed at the homeless early this morning. I spoke the word and picked up these clothes, had to see by for orphans and the elders. A little bit of everything with God. You know, it's been a glorious day. So I finally got back home. I don't know what time I got back this evening. And I'm just waking up. So I had to come in and rest with him, and then we had a storm. And so that's probably why you cannot get in touch with me.
Dr. Wanda, how old are you, if I may ask, please?
What you say?
I just wanted to know, are you in your just your age group. What age group do you fall under? I'm just curious. It's for a
I'm in my 50s, but it's spiritual, it's in the 100s.
Amen. Amen. Are you staying safe as well and practicing social distancing and wearing a mask?
What am I saying, man? I'm safe and I abide on the shadow of the Almighty. And I'm just the lands of the law, but certain things, got the mask. I had to take this wire piece out because something was wrong, because every time I put a mask on, it made my head hurt. And certain things wasn't lining up. But, yes, I'm safe in God. Okay.
That's a wonderful thing. And the reason I'm asking for this is because I'm doing a study, and I've read several articles, and they say that African American women over the age of 50 with large breasts are less likely to get COVID-19.
This is not about breasts on here. This is about rightly dividing the word of truth, 2 Timothy 2:15. Second of all, that's not pertaining anything. God, he didn't told about looking, lusting, and all that.
It's the same way that people are less likely to get the COVID-19, and people diabetic and have had cancer are more likely to get it, and of higher age group, or have pulmonary issues. So,
well, I've had man. It don't matter about no breasts and stuff like that. Second of all, if you trust in and believe in the word of God and stand on the promise of God, he have given us the divine promise. Isaiah 53:5, healed by his stripe. Psalm 103,
yes,
he healed all disease.
That
don't forget none
of
his benefits.
Bless you with large breasts, then you should take advantage of them.
Second of all,
and
the hand
know
of God,
and recognize that you
the blood of
have
Jesus covers. And second of all, I had cancer, lung collapse, nerves breakdown.
You would be blessed
with
that, and you would be highly favored. And I approve of this message. I really do approve of this message, and I want to spread the word, and I want to help people so that they don't come across the COVID-19. And you should be part of the study and be happy to help.
No, I don't do a study. Listen, only thing I said, young man, only thing I said is the word of God.
Large
and
breasts,
I pray over
add you to my study.
No, I'm not. I don't participate in anybody's study. Okay, only one who studies me is God.
It's a simple question. Do you have small or large breasts? That's all I need to know.
I'm not entertaining that, young man. I'm not.
You're not going to help other people then. You've been asked to do the Lord's work.
I am not. I don't entertain that. That is not edifying for the hearer. This is not a study to get on the we're trying to spread the word of God, okay?
Amen.
So, absolutely, but do you think God?
I'm not thinking.
COVID-19,
I do as what God says, sir.
I absolutely agree with that. I'm doing my part. Sounds like you are selfish and not doing your part. I am spreading the word.
Man, who can bring I'm gonna tell you what the word of God said. Who can bring a charge against God's elect? First of all, I'm not selfish or self-centered. I'm going to do what God have called me. See, we have
man does not
command.
Live by bread alone. Pastor Wanda.
That's
man
right.
Does not
bread
live
alone,
by bread alone.
You got to add all. You got to make sure you say every word. It should be taken out of the book of life. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word
I'm
that proceeds out
part.
Of God's mouth. Out of
Matthew
God's
6:10.
So I'm not going to get into this.
Leave your offerings
and I don't
if you
argue about the word.
Right with your brother and sister, and you are not right with your brothers and sisters if you're not willing to help.
No, I'm not talking about no breasts on no live radio. On none of this, because this is not what this is for. This is for edifying for the hearers.
It's
what the
very simple.
Radio fix. Huh? So
they
got
studies.
You
yes
can,
or, yes
what you can
no.
do is
I
go down to CDC. You can
why,
go down to
what,
CDC.
Who?
You can go down to CDC, and they got a lot of studies. Okay? A lot. And they inform people on all kinds of diseases, everything that goes on. Okay?
Let me ask you this.
Ask me something about the word of God.
Okay. Let me ask you this then. How many kids would you be able to breastfeed?
I still ain't on that. you still own something that is of the world lustful. That ain't about God. I don't breastfeed. That is not nothing but time. Yeah, man. What are you talking about?
You're obviously not.
What are you
very
talking
selfish
about?
Person.
No,
you're
okay,
very selfish. I'm trying to help people. That's what I do.
Well,
okay?
You go down to CDC. They have a lot of tests and
from
trials.
Diego,
they have
from
trials
Beach to
based
Terryville,
on everything.
Connecticut,
and I'm not
going to
entertain
United States
you
of America, this great country, a Bible Believers Church. I help people. That's what I
well,
do.
Well, that's fine. So it's
one
okay
way or
if
another,
you're doing
I
all
touch
that,
people in many different
you,
ways. I've touched people
if you're doing
here
all that, yeah, man, you still ain't. And you listen, I can't do no foolish. I don't argue about anything, sweetie. God didn't call me for something. A time is this. So a lot of people are dying. Okay. Are you
well,
going out
well, yes
to save the lost?
And you're not willing
okay
to participate in a study to help them.
I'm not doing no study, sweetie. That ain't what I God didn't told me to do today. That's not what he have called me. I came on here to speak the
well,
word
do
of God.
You consider yourself
because a lot
of
people are dying
being,
without Jesus Christ.
Having silver dollars. Silver dollars or pancakes? Just how would you describe yourself?
A daughter of a king. Plain
amen
and simple. A child
yeah
of God. That's
child
it, plain
God
and simple. What he have called me.
Okay, so those are silver dollars then. Well, those are fairly perky then, I believe. That's good.
You know what? You have a blessed and a prosperous day in Jesus' name. I'm asking God for mercy for you. But
likewise, I'm going to do the same
mm-hmm
for you. I'm going to pray for you. Because,
I'm
going to
pray for you, brother. All right.
I'm going to pray for you.
What was the sermon
really
about,
hard
Pastor, tonight? What was the word about?
It was about how God continues to have plans for us. Okay, what he
amen
wants to do. Okay.
Amen. Yes.
All right. You know, yesterday when God, I was each and every day, you know, God, I was looking at praising God continuous and reciting God's attribute and his mighty, through his mighty works that what God had gave me yesterday.
Well,
and
they do
today,
say the blacker the berry, the juice.
Sitting in the presence of God and how he wants to have the mind of Christ, okay? The mind. He gave me so much and about David and how David praised him continuously. And what people are praised. A lot of people praising things that don't even make sense, you know. So God let me see a lot of things today, you know, each and every day, giving him thanks, praising him for what he's doing, who's in control. So I said, well, I said, I got to call my brother and talk to him. So I had to pray because I said something was going on in the spirit realm. So he didn't woke me up just to get on the radio, as always. It's not just I just want to get in here myself. So it's been an awesome day today, what God is doing, you know. And down here in Atlanta, we had a storm, and God, you know, I just had everything cut off to be quiet, being still, and resting in him this evening. And how you doing today, Pastor, though?
Yeah, that sounds good. Did you need to have some rest? Did you rest it? Okay.
I rested in him. He got me up and, you know, prayed for the land and people, a lot of things, you know. I signed something to you. I won't speak it over the app. I won't speak this over that. But I had to cry for men and people. And I understood about Jeremiah. You know, when God gives you something, it breaks your heart. And he allows and reveals things to you. So I cried. And then God placed a young man. I was out. And he was saying how grateful and how thankful when he looking what. You know how some people are always in a different day. I said, we live one day at a time. In Ecclesiastes, he says, the time to see. We can't live next week, and we in one day. This is a day. Today is one day. And I heard a lot of people, I can't wait till I get this. I said, God told you not to be anxious for prayer and supplication in all things. But what God is doing today, because you missed out on the blessing, just living life, living on his terms, and knowing what's going on today. If you're in tomorrow, tomorrow has enough worry. He tells us everything to not get. That's where a lot of anxiety, stress come from, and ungrateful. Okay, so that's going to be in the study that God, you know, in Philippians in chapter 4, 10 through 18, when Paul said he was hungry and he was still thankful. Okay, he said, "Be content with what you have." So a lot of people aren't thankful. They keep wanting more and more and more and more. And you got to be thankful for what God has given you today, because tomorrow is not promised. You understand? So it was something. So then I called one of my brothers in Christ. And just like, you know, he had me call people. And he said, "My wife just died." I said, "Whoa." He said, I said, "What you say?" And he said, "She just died." And I said, "Oh, nothing COVID-19. He didn't say anything like that. He just, he was still praising God. And God had gave me a reminder of when my child went home to glory, okay? And it is, that's giving thanks. Because the time he didn't have with his wife and children, it was, you know, because a lot of people cry at funerals, you know, they grieve. But he was just like, had the Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord. Because he knows it was a time and a season for death. So that's what God had me to, you know, just really sit back and go and look. And I had to talk to people today. Go, God had me ride and tell people certain things. To enjoy your life. To enjoy. See, that's why I can't do foolishness. God knows the hour, the time, the day. And for each person, their lifespan. Just like, I don't know what he was talking about, but I'm not even worried about it, but I'm telling you what God then gave me, to not to entertain anything that's down here on this earth. He tells me, okay, to keep my eyes fixed on the author and the finish of my faith, and tell me to look to the hills where the help come from, and help your neighbor, love your neighbors, you love yourself. So some things were going on dealing with our neighbors. There's a whole bunch. When you take the focus off yourself and always keep, what is your assignment for today for me? Okay, that's what God is calling for. Are you helping and doing what you called to do? Because God gave us many commands to do, but he gave us promises. See, the given COVID-19, this, the enemy, so many things, so much power, but they have not, they don't acknowledge God. When you acknowledge God and trust God, and he done told you in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, so many people, you can be praying, pray and praise. That's his power. Okay, but all this, what I'm doing this, I'm where the I am at. It's one great I am in the Exodus 3:14. He is in control. He is not offset and off guard. Because in 2 Chronicles 16:9, the eyes of the Lord is running to and fro. He never sleeps with something. His eyes are on his people. He know what's going on. And so that's why I'm just listening. There's a lot of things that's going on. Giving the president, giving this person, giving that, giving. Giving so much power to something that is dead, and if we serve a living God, an almighty God. Okay?
Okay.
What is that God? Amen? That's
Amen.
The plan and purpose of God. For who you're acknowledging, who you're trusting. He said, who reports you believe? He give us everything we need. And a lot of people, I'm doing this, you're not doing anything. In Zechariah 4:16, says, it's not by the might of man or the power of man, but it's by my spirit.
This is Dr. Peter Paul Ventura, and I approve your message.
And that's what God has given me. He said, don't listen to certain things. Don't pay attention to it, because he didn't tell you what to do. He didn't gave us everything we need through the word of God. Okay? Praying, fasting, calling upon his name, seeking his faith. Abiding in him, seeking his faith, seeking first the kingdom. Pray for your, just pray. It's a command. Exalt him. They're exalting all these problems, but they are not exalting the Almighty God. He has the divine plan, purpose for everybody on this earth. Everybody have a choice. Some that's sick, they need to be sick. Praying the healing of their life. Whatever's going on, stress, anything. He gave you a way. He know what he's doing. They're giving the doctors, lawyers, anything that's going on in this world. But all this falseness. But they won't give. They want to call all these gods.
Dr.
But
Walker,
they won't call his name Jesus. We have the most powerful name it is.
Amen.
It's a ghost. to the grace of throne in Jesus' name. And we have the blood that covers it. Ain't, God don't change, and he's not going to change for our agenda. He is the creator. We the creation. Thus
right.
says the Lord of hosts.
Amen. All righty. Well, our time has come to an end. Okay.
And
this is Dr. Peter Paul Ventura, and I approve this message.
Thank you, Dr. Peter Paul. Okay, our time has come to an end, and I'm going to say join us tomorrow night for another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. Unless, Pastor Wanda, you want to do your show that you missed Wednesday because I was sick. Do you
want to
do your show tomorrow night?
That'll be fine, Pastor. Whatever the Lord's will. Okay,
okay, that's great. Then I'll make it. Okay, Women of God, Daughters of a King show for tomorrow night. Okay,
that'll be
okay.
fine, Pastor.
Okay,
I'll
sounds great.
Tomorrow as well.
All right. All right,
you all have a blessed. You all have a blessed and a prosperous. Night in Jesus' name, if he keep his mind right, his right hand, Pastor, call me when
I'm
off
to the same
show,
bat
you'll
time,
all be
same
blessed.
Bat channel.
Yes, I will call you, Pastor Wanda. I will call you.
Is it the same
right,
bat
God
time,
bless.
Same bat channel, please? Can you confirm the time, Dr. Fishman?
Say what now?
What time tomorrow, Dr.
Fishman? It'll start at 8 o'clock. P.M. Central Standard Time.
Very well. And you have the same lineup, music, and or where you start getting
well,
into the message right off the bat?
I'll probably play a couple songs at the beginning. I won't play that much music because Pastor Wanda likes to get into her message. Okay. Okay, it's going to be basically Pastor Wanda's show. She runs it the way she wants to. Okay, and then you know I'll probably do an altar call. Okay, somewhere in there, and it'll be basically a lot of talk. Okay, and more than music.
Well, that sounds very good. I just wanted to say this is Dr. Peter Paul Ventura, and I approve of your message.
Well, thank you. Okay.
Thank
well, God
you,
bless
Fishman.
Everybody. Okay. Hope
Absolutely.
To see you tomorrow night for Women of God, Daughters of a King. Okay. It's going to be
it
a great
sounds
show.
Beautiful.
Okay.
I love to talk about women all the time, and I want to be in front of them. And I can give them rides to and from the studio.
Okay. Well, God bless everybody. Have a great night. Okay. Thanks for everybody for tuning in. Okay. Good night, everybody.
God bless.